Test 71, Section 3, Question 8. Here we're looking to strengthen the argument, so we want to know what would help. And it says, John of Worcester, an English monk, recorded a sighting of two unusually large sunspots. So saw these sunspots. 5 days later, a brilliant aurora borealis was observed in southern Korea. So basically, aurora borealis in southern Korea. So we saw the northern lights thing. And sunspot activity is typically followed by appearance of an aurora borealis after a span of time that averages 5 days. Okay, so typically it's after a span of 5 days. Thus, the Korean sighting helps to confirm John of Worcester's sighting. Okay, so it's saying the Korean sighting helps confirm it. So it's saying, look, the Korean Northern Lights thing strengthens the idea that Worcester saw it because he saw two unusually large sunspots, and 5 days later, we got some really awesome Northern Lights in Korea. So this seems like a pretty good argument, but they're saying what would make it even better. An aurora borealis can sometimes occur even when there has been no significant sunspot activity in the previous week. If anything, that would weaken the argument. Chinese sources recorded the sighting of sunspots more than 1,000 years before John of Worcester did. Well, that doesn't really say whether the Korean sighting helps. Only heavy sunspot activity could have resulted in an aurora borealis viewable at the latitude as low as that of Korea. That would really strengthen it, because that's going to say the only thing that could have made it so that they saw that is sunspots, and so that would strengthen the idea that it confirms it. Because it is impossible to view sunspots with the naked eye under typical daylight conditions, sighting recorded of John of Worcester would have taken place under unusual weather conditions, such as fog or thin clouds. That, if anything, kind of weakens it, and it definitely doesn't say that the Korean sighting is helpful. John of Worcester's account included a drawing of the sunspot, which could be the earliest illustration. Well, that's great, but it doesn't really explain whether the Korean sighting helps confirm it. And so C is the only one that would do that, and therefore is the correct answer.